Steelers Nation Unite members had early access to this piece, so don't miss out on more videos like this and other exclusive content when you join the official home of Steelers Nation. Go to SteelersNationUnite.com and sign up today. Everybody, welcome to When the Pads Come Off for Steelers Nation Unite. I'm Missy Matthews. This is Alvin Bud Dupree. And we're going to talk a little off the field, non-football related. We want to talk about how you got into boxing. I know that's something you're really passionate about this offseason.
just want to be in the sport, you know, for a while when I was younger. Just never really got an opportunity to just really do it until like recently when I got in the NFL. So I just started pursuing it, going to do a lot of more workouts. Got with Rich Catalina. He hit me up and told me I can come to the gym anytime. So I took him up on his offer, went down there with him and Matt. And, you know, it was a great time for me just learning the boxing, learning the actual boxing sport and not just the fighting aspect of it. So, you know, learning different things. And it helped out a lot. You know, it's great cardio, helps cut weight. So, you know, it was another great workout I did besides my other two football workouts.
All right, you were kind enough to let us follow you around one day, so let's take a look at that video piece.
What's up, guys? It's Bud Dupree. I told y'all guys I'm doing some boxing this offseason. I'm here in South Hills, about to get it in the press. Always ready for war.
I commented on a video that he had posted of him hitting a heavy bag, and I commented saying, when you get to Pittsburgh, contact me, and we'll get your hands ready for you. When he got to Pittsburgh, he actually messaged me back and said he was ready to start training boxing. I still remember the first day he walked in the gym thinking about how big he was and what a natural athlete he was, and it just took off from there.
Hand-to-hand combat skills on the field. Great hand speed. Good prepared for it. My boxing name is Red Tate in the press.
All right, Bud, that was really cool stuff. Thanks for letting us be there. So you talked about it's good for cardio, but other than physically, mentally, what does boxing do for you?
No, it clears your mind. You know, when you're in the ring, you know, the only thing you're focusing on is throwing punches in the person in front of you. So, you know, it's a great stress reliever, you know, going there, hit the pads, even get to hit some people, you know, it just makes you clear your mind, just take all your negative energy and just put it in that. So, you know, leave there feeling refreshed, feeling great, you know, just ready for the next day.
And how often did you do that and for how long each session?
I did it many days as could, so like 4 days a week probably. And then, you know, we don't really put a time limit on it. We just go until I get super tired. So so when I'm ready to tap out, then I just tell them I'm done, you know, because we'll probably have workouts the next day for football. So however I feel like I'm going to be ready for the next day, I put that in there to make sure it's a point.
Was there anything about boxing that surprised you?
Well, it was everything I expected from an actual physical standpoint, but you know, it's just a lot of thinking as well. You know, you gotta try to be ready for a guy's moves, so you gotta start seeing them before it actually happens. But it's just like football, you know, just with pass rushing, it helps out a lot with hand to eye coordination. So exactly, so throwing and landing punches is the same thing as when you're doing your moves on the offensive line trying to get to the quarterback. So you know, it works hand to hand. So it's not just a cross training that's not related to football. It actually can relate to football and help you in a way.
Is this something could be a potential career after football?
No, it won't be something that I would pursue. You know, just I still want to be around it a lot. So, you know, I know some boxers in where I'm from in Middle Georgia who I probably will help out in the long run. You know, just get with those guys and try to push those guys to be better boxers of themselves. So, know it's a lot of great talent, and boxing is a great sport for people to help people get off and out of their situations.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to talk about your involvement in the community.
He wants to throw it. Throws it for the end zone. Antonio Brown and his Steelers have got ahead. A 23-yard strike, and it was a bullet.
Welcome back, everyone, to When the Pads Come Off. We talked about boxing. Let's talk about the community now. I know you're involved here in Pittsburgh, but also home in Georgia.
Yeah, definitely. I did a football camp here for the inner city, and just brought, try to bring everybody together. And it was a great turnout, and that went well. So, you know, I had fun in there. The kids had fun. It was a great day overall. Now, back home in Georgia, I always do a free football camp, and I also do a First 48 charity weekend. And my First 48 charity weekend is 48 hours of charity. So I just try to call it that. You know, we do fundraisers for, this year we did the hospital, the Cancer Society for the Children's Hospital in Macon, Georgia. And also we did a family who need medical assistance, who had some problems from childbirth coming up. And I helped them out a lot. You know, we raised a lot of money for the hospital, raised a lot of money for the single family. So, you know, each year is getting bigger and bigger. And so we do a charity basketball game on the first day. That's for the family, the single family. Then the big one that brings in the most money is a ATV, car ride, bike ride, and everything where we get permission from the city councilman, the police of the city, Macon, Georgia, and everyone gets on quads, and you know, we ride and ride around the city, raise money for the hospital, children's hospital, and all the money that's donated goes directly there. You know, none of it is made for expenses and nothing. So 501c3, or it's a great time for us, and it was a great time for me just being able to give back and see someone else happy, make an impact in the community. You know, everyone looks forward to it down there. They're ready for the weekend again. Now they still, people are already asking me questions about next year. So, you know, it's a highly anticipated weekend, and it's also fun.
Is there someone that was maybe a role model that influenced you to be involved in the community and want to give back?
You know, just me growing up where we're from, in Georgia, you know, just we really didn't have a lot of people to actually make it into a big stage, as in sports or any other entertainment things like that. So, you know, once I became the guy to actually make it and show the way that we can also make it, we can all make it. And you know, that's for the whole Middle Georgia area. And you know, I took it upon myself, because I always had the passion to help the community, even when I was young. You know, I always try to do things in high school, middle school, just try to do things to help people out. And anytime I just see people struggling, I just always try to find a way, not by necessarily just handing them something out of my pocket, but to show them ways and to just put them in better situations.
All right, we're going to have you hang tight for a few more minutes. When we get back, we're going to answer some fan questions. As promised, Bud, we have some questions from you. for you, from fans. This one is from Ted. If they made a movie about your life before and during your football career, what actor would you want to play you?
Will or Denzel.
Okay.
Either one.
AC says, what did you do with your first ever salary? This doesn't have to be even football related.
The first thing I bought?
Mm-hmm.
I bought my mom a car first time.
Very nice. All right, Sabrina says, what suggestions do you have for 11-year-olds that love football in terms of how to work out and establish good work habits?
You know, just try to do it and on your own. Don't have people to come to you and just tell you you have to work out. You want to go ahead and do it before they even get a chance to let you know. That way it's all on you, and you're not being forced, and that way you'll appreciate everything you do even more.
All right. Gigi says, is life off the field equally demanding for you? And if you could not play sports, what is your dream job?
If I couldn't play sports, either automotive design or either architect.
Really? What was your major in college?
Community leadership.
Well, you have that down pat with all your community work.
Yeah, but if I weren't pursuing football, I would have probably went to school for automotive design or either architect.
Nice. All right, bud. Well, we thank you so much for your time. Thanks to fans for all of your questions. That's going to do it for this edition of When the Pads Come Off.